This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, my name is Mike McKim. Welcome to the introduction of the Be Pause podcast. So there's two reasons why I started this podcast. One is to honor the memory of my son, First Lieutenant Connor McKim, United States Marine Corps. The second is when we lost Connor in November, I'm a big podcast guy. And so one of the things I did was I turned to the podcast world to try and find, you know, some podcasts to help me navigate the grief journey that we've been on the past 6 months. And I didn't really find anything that resonated with me. That's part A. Part B is there's no playbook for how to grieve, right? And early on, I was saying, you know, there's no right or wrong way to grieve. One of my friends pointed out to me that, you know, okay, technically, yeah, there's no right way to grieve, but there definitely is a wrong way to grieve. So with the idea that there isn't a playbook, I thought that I would share some of the experiences that I've been having. You know, I've spent a lot of time with a lot of different people. I've learned a ton. And I just felt like I was being led down this path to share some of this, you know, with anybody who might need it, like me. I do want to throw this disclaimer out there at the very beginning. I am not a doctor, a medical doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not anything like that. I'm just a dude who lost his 25-year-old son. And I feel like I have an opportunity to share some of the things that have happened, some of the things that I've learned, some of the things that I'm continuing to learn. So with that in mind, I do have a couple different formats that the podcast is going to go in. So there's going to be just some short blurbs, you know, really digestible, simple things that I've learned and experienced. And I'll put those out there and, you know, just kind of see where this road takes me. The other format is I've got some really amazing guests lined up. We're going to talk about all sorts of topics, navigating your grief with things like physical activity, things like cold water therapy and heat therapy, things like psychedelics and the research that's being done around them. It's going to be, I think, eye-opening for me personally. And, you know, I hope that y'all find the same result that I'm finding. The goal, once again, just to put some information out there that I haven't been able to uncover personally in any other podcast format. And then, you know, we'll go from there. So while I would not consider this the playbook on grief, because everybody's journey is a little bit different, I do hope that there are some things that people are able to take away from this, may help them along in whatever their journey is that they're going through. With that in mind, thanks so much for joining me. Hopefully I can provide some useful and meaningful information that you'll be able to apply to your life, you know, whether you're on a grief journey or honestly, whether you're not. All of that said, my commitment is to keep all of this extremely real. I am not trying to be a motivational speaker. I am not selling anything. You know, I really just want to share information with the hopes that it may have a positive impact on somebody. I want to keep learning and experiencing and sharing those things. Thanks for taking the time to hear me out. And as I'm going to sign off every Be Pause podcast, just remember to do your best to always be positive.